This episode of the Fresh Start Family Show is brought to you by our Quick Start Learning Bundle, how to build a compassionate, firm, and kind discipline toolkit that works with kids of all ages. Head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your Quick Start Bundle so you can get going today on building up a strong, compassionate, discipline toolkit in your home. Well, hello there, listeners. Welcome to a new episode. I am literally coming out of my skin with excitement to bring you today's episode with Carlos Whitaker. Terry and I were seriously freaking out when we invited Carlos to be on our show, and he said yes, you guys. We were like, what is happening? Because we admire this guy so much and know that you guys are just really going to love this episode so much. Carlos is talking to us about how to have long-term influence through faith and harnessing hope, you guys. And I'm just so excited for you to listen. But I wanted to take a moment just to tell you a bit more about Carlos. Carlos is an author, a speaker, a disruptor, which I love about him. He's a moment maker, he's a spider killer, and he's a hope dealer. So Carlos has written a few books that are incredible. Moment Maker, Kill the Spider, and then Enter Wild. And then he also has a podcast called Human Hope that he just started about a month ago. But guys, man, Carlos is just so inspirational. He's done so much in the world to, I think, unite us as a country. And I really wanted to have him on the show because I actually found him last year whenever it was, the day of the Capitol Hill raid is actually when I found Carlos Whitaker. And I remember the moment I read a post he had done about one of his best friends that he had been diligently having conversations with and holding space for years and years, even though they really had different opinions, pretty much mostly about politics, but they had different opinions. And instead of giving up on each other or, you know, having hate for one another or just, you know, having anger or irritation or frustration with each other, they really continued to have conversations and be friends. And the day of the Capitol Hill raid, he got a text from his friend with just a few simple words that say, "I can see now." And so Carlos had done this beautiful post about how, you know, you never give up on people. And it's about being able to influence people with integrity and have conversations and hold space and be different, but yet also united. So Carlos is just an incredible man of God, and he's someone who gives me hope in America, honestly. I thought airing his episode on the week of 4th of July would be really fantastic on a week where, you know, those of us in America are celebrating America. Again, this has been one of those years where I think we've all been challenged in our own ways to have faith in our fellow Americans. And there are times when I'm like, man, what is happening? Like, are my brothers and sisters of Christ, like, really united with me? Or are we just so on different pages that, you know, hope is lost? And when I found Carlos's work, it's like, still recording this intro, it's like hard to not cry because I just got so excited that this is the type of American that I want to have on our show to lift up, to put in front of you guys. He gives me hope. He deals hope. He represents hope. He is not afraid to be vulnerable as a man. He is someone who loves God and tries to honor God in all that he does, but he shows up vulnerably and authentically. And the way he parents inspires me, the way he has conversations about hard subjects inspires me, the way he does not shy away from difficult things that people think is too hard to face, that inspires me. I mean, on every single level, he inspires Terry and I, and I think this conversation is really, really going to bless you guys today. So without further ado, enjoy this episode, you guys. Happy 4th of July. I love you all. And one more thing about Carlos, if you want the best laugh ever. I just think Carlos, his story is incredible. You guys, the way God has used him and his experiences in his life is just unreal. But before he came an author and a speaker and a podcast host, and I'm pretty sure he does pastoral work too. But before he did all of this, he actually had this like crazy rise to fame when he posted a video of his kids in the car one day, and they had turned on Single Ladies by Beyonce. Just Google, and I'll make sure we put it in the show notes too, but Google Carlos Whitaker Single Ladies video. But he filmed his kids, and like he has a sweet little boy that was like 2 years old at the time, and they were like, no, you can't sing it. You can't sing the song because you're not a single lady, and you just have to go watch to see what happens because you will die of laughter. It was just really funny, and that video ended up going viral, and it has nothing to do with Carlos's incredible work in the world once he started writing and speaking, and he even had a successful music career at one point. I mean, his life is just so inspirational, but that video will make you laugh. Go find it, watch it, enjoy this episode. If you love this episode, you guys, please leave us a review on iTunes. Also, make sure you go check out Carlos's podcast, Human Hope. I am obsessed. It is incredible. Terry can't stop listening. It's just all good. So enjoy this episode, guys.
Well, hey there, I'm Stella. Welcome to my mom and dad's podcast, The Fresh Start Family Show. We're so happy you're here. We're inspired by the ocean, Jesus, and rock and roll, and believe deeply in the true power of love and kindness. Together, we hope to inspire you to expand your heart, learn new tools, and strengthen your family. Enjoy the show!
Well, hey there, families, and welcome to a new episode of the Fresh Start Family Show. Terry and I are literally freaking out because we have the honor of sitting here today with Carlos Whitaker, who is an author, a speaker, a podcast host, an Instagram super voice, a fierce man of God. I can't even tell you how humbled and honored we are to have you here, Carlos. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me and giving me a fresh start on this beautiful Thursday morning. I love it.
You. Yes. Well, listeners, today Terry and I are going to speak, but we're going to try to speak as little as possible so you guys can just glean all of Carlos's wisdom, because we are just so inspired by the way Carlos leads. And today he's going to be talking to us about how we can have long-term influence through faith and harnessing hope, because Carlos is all about harnessing hope. Mm-hmm. So the way we found Carlos, I've already recorded a little pre-roll here to tell listeners more about how we found you, Carlos. We've shared with you how, we found you on Instagram the day, I think it was the Capitol Hill raid or the day after, where okay. All of your words just touch us so deeply. I mean, so many times I'll read an Instagram post, or if we're reading through your books, or like we're moved to tears. Like you're writing, and it's so clear that God has blessed you with such an incredible voice. Like your story is just nuts. As I was preparing for this interview, I'm like, where do I even freaking start? Like, dude, God's hand on your life and the wildness, like you can so see that he like built you to live this beautiful, wild, not mild life.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. But that day you posted about your friend that you had been, so close with for so long and had so many conversations, and you might've been, across the aisle politically, but you still stood up and had the hard conversations, and you went deep with each other, and you spoke about things that were on your heart, and you kept speaking and holding space for one another and showing up. And on that day when he texted you after the Capitol Hill raid, when so many of our hearts were just on the floor, and said, I see now, it just stopped me in my tracks and brought me to tears. And I think for our listeners who are going to hear from you today, it's like we're so passionate about helping families remember that we're in this for the long haul. Like we want to influence our children with integrity in the long run. Like we don't want to have quick fixes. It may be tempting sometimes, but we're in this to influence our children over the long haul. And right now it's like our kids more than ever, they always hear what we say, right? They don't always hear what we say, but they always see what we do. And they're watching us. They're watching us live this wild season of life where they're, you know, there's disagreements across the world about everything, especially in this nation, politics, COVID, vax, anti-vax, spanking, not spanking, racial inequality, Asian hate, mass shootings. Like, there's just so much volatility, and they're watching us and how we handle this with one another. They're watching us how we lead. And holy Mitch, like, when I watch you lead, man, it's just like, it's so inspirational. And I just want the world to know about you and to listen. And you just, you show up with like this vulnerability that is so freaking beautiful. And you also are very strong in your voice. And again, you're always doing it as a conduit of light of Jesus. And it, it just, it's so inspirational to us. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And yeah, so just tell us, tell listeners a little bit more about you and how you got here.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I'm trying to figure that out myself. I, you know, when I majored in college, I majored as a information systems management degree. Like, this was not what I thought I would be doing, like coaching people on difficult society and culture situations on a daily basis on my phone, right? Like, that's like not what I signed up for in 1999. But, you know, yeah, I live in Nashville, Tennessee with my wife, my kids, our pets. And we're in the stage of parenting where we've got a 18-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 15. Are you 15, Lo? he just turned 15. 15-year-old. And it's honestly the sweetest season of family life that we have, you know, and actually every season of parenting we've said that, you know, like every season we're like, oh no, this is the best one. Oh no, this is the best one. And I'm just like, I looked at Heather and I said, well, why is that? Heather's my wife. You know, why is it? And it's funny because I think it's a lot of what you're talking about. I think when we parented them when they were 2 and 3, we were parenting the long game. Like we were focused on family in 15 years. We were focused on, and so it's so easy to look at the whatever trials or trauma or situation that you're in the moment, right? So say you got a 5-year-old who's, you know, who's still biting kids, right? And you're just like, oh my gosh. And you're just like, what the heck? And like, you're in therapy and you're trying to get them to stop biting. And you're like, well, maybe it's something deeper. And you're going, and like I think sometimes we lose sight that, guess what? He is not going to be 13 and biting people. Like we can go ahead and breathe because we know that this is a season, a beginning and an end. And I think that, you know, from parenting to politics to every, you know, we're just in a tough season right now. Like, this isn't going to be forever. Nations rise, nations fall. We're kind of, if you look at history, America's kind of living on borrowed time. We've had a good run, and there will be a time when America's not the top, you know, at the top of the food chain. Now, does that mean that, you know, that we're anti-American when we say that, or that we're, no, it's just, I like to just kind of look at the facts and breathe and be able to have simple conversations that we're living in seasons, we're living in rhythms. We don't need to freak out all the time. And that's what I try to not do. I think on my socials, I'm really good at taking deep breaths before I hit record. I'm very good at, I've got two friends of mine that I actually, they get the first drafts of every Instagram post that I send. And I just send it to them because that's what I want to say. And then they're like, good, I'm glad you didn't post that. You know, but, you know, as a human, I try to walk in step with other people that may look at life differently than I do. And life is just more fun that way. Life is just more, I think that's how we were, you know, created to live. I haven't always been this like, I mean, again, this isn't, it's people ask me what I do. I'm like, I mean, I don't really know what I do. Like, sometimes I write books. Sometimes, well, I mean, pre-2020, I was a speaker, but I'm not really that anymore. So, like, I guess I'm like a talk to your phone guy. Like, I guess that's like my full-time gig now. I look at my phone, and in public places, I talk and I cry in public places to my phone. And I try to show empathy, and I try to get, you know, you should see, I mean, just even yesterday, so I was recording, I recorded a video, maybe it was 2 days ago, I can't remember what it was, but about just kind of how I feel as a Black man in America. I was sitting in my car at Lady Bird Taco here in Nashville, and I'm like oh, yeah. crying, right? I'm like crying. And I hear like, boop, boop, like the, right when I'm like emoting, and this lady kind of walks by me to get in her car. She unlocks her car and she just kind of looks at me, and I'm trying to stay focused on my camera and she's on my phone. And she's like, what is this guy do? I totally know that I'm that guy. But yeah, I mean, that's what I do now. You know, every day I try to keep it lighthearted. But I also try to talk about the heavy things in some days it's heavy. Some days it's a little bit less heavy, but you know, I love it. I feel called for such a time as this. I've always had a public platform. I've released 3 books. So like people have read my books, but even up until, I mean, it's probably been since January of 2020. January 2020, I had, 24,000 Instagram followers. I've got 170,000, like a little over a year later. And I just think people are desperate and starving for somebody that's not going to wag their finger in their face yeah. and tell them what a horrible human they are. Actually, I'm going to tell you what a great human you are, no matter what you believe, because I believe there's greatness and goodness inside of every single human being, that every single human being, no matter what they believe, that belief is coming from a true place. Whether that true place is a true place of wounding or a true place of joy, it's still true. So I kind of look at everyone as they're true. I don't look at anyone as they're false. And I think people are just like, oh, well, I like this little corner of the internet. I like this little corner of Instagram, where I can come here and feel safe and loved and pushed, but kind of held, kind of held at the same time. So
let's chat for a hot sec, openly and honestly, about what your discipline toolkit looks like in your home right now. If you're anything like most parents, you're relying on the hand-me-down set you inherited. Timeouts, spankings, threatening of spankings, taking iPads away, 3-2-1 countdowns, groundings, taking away toys, e-bikes, iPhones, any or all of those kind of tactics that create a total relationship strain and don't even work long-term to end your child's misbehavior for good. Meaning, you might spank your child or send them to timeout today for being, air quotes, mean to their sister or disrespecting you, but then 3 days from now, they're repeating the same misbehavior, which causes you to flip your lid because you know they know better. I want to help you learn a new way so you could end the vicious cycle that's keeping you stuck as a parent and causing you to feel super frustrated that nothing is working to get your strong-willed, stubborn child to behave better. My team and I have recently completely refreshed our Compassionate Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle to help you learn a new way to teach your kids important life lessons, a new way to help your children learn from their mistakes and take responsibility for their actions. You can just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, and I'll personally send you a message with a link to download this free bundle. I'm going to help you shift out of a punishment mindset and into a compassionate discipline one, where you fully trust that connection-based, firm and kind discipline tools are all you need to be a strong leader in your home who holds your kids responsible when they misbehave, but does it in a way where they are learning the vital life skills they are missing when they mess up. So again, just DM me the word shift over on Instagram. I'm at Fresh Start Wendy, or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline. To grab your free bundle now. I am so excited for you to shift out of feeling guilty and shameful when you lay your head on your pillow at night and shift into feeling confident and proud of the way you handled yourself as a parent, even when you were wildly triggered and upset about the mistake your child made. Okay, I'm excited for you to dive into this free resource. I'll see you in my DMs and inside the free discipline bundle.
Anyway, that's a little bit of me blabbing about kind of who I am and what I do.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I think, you definitely have a blessing then to like invite people in. And like you said, keep it light a little bit, but you're not afraid to get uncomfortable with people.
Right.
And I think that is such a beautiful thing in instigating change, and also having people just feel safe to actually just kind of be like, okay, I'm going to feel something.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because I think human nature, I mean, especially, you know, in this world, what we're uncovering is like, you know, people are like, oh, don't look over there. That's kind of, that makes me feel uncomfortable. So I'm going to move on. Or that doesn't affect me because of the way I look or where I live or what have you.
Right.
And it's like, I love that you're giving people a space to say, come on in. Let's feel this together.
Yep.
Whatever you look like, we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry.
Yep.
And let's do it all. And then I think it's just really giving people much more common ground. And so I think this topic of, you know, looking at the long-term influence that you have on people, whether it's your kids, your best friend, or somebody you don't even know that's on the other end of the, you know, the internet, you've got a gift. And I think a lot of people could learn from that example. So so stoked to hear that.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. It's just crazy how it evokes so much emotion in me. I feel like joyous for more humans like you. So please just keep having children, please.
Yeah. No, hey, why don't I do this? I'm gonna start a course for just $299.99 where you can learn to just be a good human being.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love it. Well, Terry, you just kind of mentioned that word that was kind of in our first just talking point to riff on, is that idea of like leaning into the uncomfortableness and doing it anyways. And so again, like in parenting and life and politics, whatever it is, like, cause you know, it's so easy just to shy away from the conversation. And you know, you just gave a perfect example of this, of like when you were in South Carolina last week, is that right? Where you shared, you know, just how it's so important when you're visiting a town like that, that has slavery in its history, to learn about its history and to go visit someplace and to do that whole thing. And I loved, you know, you're talking about the uncomfortableness around it. So, you know, any points of just wisdom there about like leaning into that uncomfortableness and knowing that it's okay.
Yeah. You know, when's the last time that you grew in your life while you were comfortable?
Right.
It never, I'm 100 out of 100 people will say never, because we don't grow when things are comfortable. Growth comes, you look at a tree, you look at a seed, you see the seed has to crack. It has to work up through the soil. It's got to explode. Growth comes through being uncomfortable. And that's why I'm like constantly looking to disturb and disrupt on a daily basis, because what's that going to do? That's going to grow me. And so, you know, I used to say, I actually had this on a t-shirt once when I was in a band. It said, to disturb and disrupt for the sake of people seeing Christ's face fresh again. Like that was like the goal of everything I was doing, was to disturb and disrupt for the sake of people seeing Christ's face fresh again. And I, you know, that's kind of like a retired slogan, but you made me remember it right now. Like that's actually what I'm still doing. Like I'm still, not only for other people, but for myself, I'm trying to disturb and disrupt my way of thinking. Here's the thing, like people may think that they'll come to my little corner of the internet for like answers, but I'm asking questions all the time of myself. Like I'm listening to people that I disagree with every single day. There's political pundits that I vehemently disagree with, but I'm listening to them every day. Why? Well, because if I'm just listening to the silos that I'm in, like how in the world am I ever going to grow? Like that's comfortable. That's not uncomfortable. And what I appreciate about people that are hanging out with me every day on Instagram is I know that half of them are very uncomfortable when I bring up certain topics. And I know that I am disturbing and disrupting, but the purpose of disturbing and disrupting isn't to be a jackass. Sorry, you can bleep that if you want, but the purpose of disturbing and disrupting is to see people grow. It's just, they can see things fresh. And so That's what we need to be doing. We need to be leaning into being uncomfortable. If your entire life looks like a vacation, I can promise you there's not a whole lot of growth that's happening in your life. And so, you know, we have a tendency as humans to want to be comfortable. And I think there's moments that we should be, but I would say every single day, ask yourself a question: how can I disturb and disrupt my rhythm, my thoughts, my ideas, my faith, all of the things? Like we can grow in, like, here's an example. Say somebody wants to grow in their faith. And people will come to me all the time, Carlos, how do I grow deeper in my faith? What Bible verses do I read? And I always tell them, okay, tell me about your church. And they'll tell me, I'll go to church. It's, you know, whatever, suburban church. We sing Bethel and Hillsong, yada, yada. I'm like, okay, next week, I want you to go to AMZ Missionary Alliance Church, the black church on the other side of town. They meet for 3.5 to 4 hours. But what I want you to do is I want you to go and I just want you to experience it. And they're like, well, no, I don't want to do that. Like I just want you to, I want you to give me a Bible verse. I was like, no, like you want to grow in your faith or your mind? Like you want to grow in the holistically, you've got to disturb and disrupt and get uncomfortable. We're way too comfortable in everything. And so I'm just constantly seeking to disturb and disrupt for the sake of seeing things fresh.
And it's wild how we get so freaking comfortable in like the shit, like the stuff that we're used to, like whether it's bias or racism or hitting your kids or yelling at them or assuming the disintegrity in people, like it becomes a pattern that you're like, well, this doesn't feel great when I go to bed at night, but they're on the other side of the aisle or my kids are nuts. Yeah. Like if they would just change. And then you just become like in this rhythm. And a lot of us don't even realize we're in it until there's awareness around it. So
absolutely.
That's a trip.
There's a lot
to do it on purpose.
There's a lot of coaching, you know, around, you know, when parents come and they explain what's going on with their kids, it's like, you're in a dance and you don't even realize you're in this dance and you'd rather stay in this, you know, dysfunctional pattern just because it's what you know.
Yeah.
But you're never going to change or grow until you know, get yourself out of that and get a little uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
And I mean, that's a huge reason why, I mean, you know, Wendy named this Fresh Start Family too. And it's like, today's the day. Let's do it.
That's right.
You know?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
Every day. Let's go.
Let's go.
We got a new chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when you go to the gym and like to get buff, the fibers actually have to break apart.
That's right. You know, we want to go to the, I know for me, like it's funny. I am about to upload my kind of morning story on Instagram and I've been on a run 3 days in a row. I used to be like a huge exercise guy before the pandemic and then pandemic happens. I'm like, I forget this. So like, I've kind of probably exercised 10 times in the last year, but I was like, no, like I got a new Apple Watch. Like I'm going to run. The Apple Watch actually has like a coach that's like telling you to run faster. It's like the best. I'm like, this is awesome. Like I'm running. So I've run 3 days in a row and I'm like, I feel like a freaking Ironman triathlete. Like I am like, right. Like I look in the mirror, I take my shirt off and I'm like, do I look any different? No, like it's probably going to take a little bit longer of being uncomfortable before I actually start seeing change, you know?
Right. Yes. So good. All right, Carlos, let's talk about being intentional with how you live life. Gosh, you do this every single day, but when I watch you, it's like I see you just living with such purpose your every day. Like I just feel like, you mentioned, is you always had this long-term game, but like, I saw one of your posts, you know, you say embrace patience. It was your post about Bloody Sunday. Mm. And you were saying like, hey, God gifted me with patience, but I want to still fight for policy change and do what I believe in today. And I want to use everything I've been gifted with. I don't want to just sit around. I don't want to just be patient. Like I want to use my gifts. I want to make a change. I want to fight. I want to stand. I want to have the conversations. I want to get uncomfortable. So maybe just some thoughts on that, on encouraging people just to remember to be intentional, to have intention in their days.
Yeah. You know, I having intention sometimes is going to mean slowing down. Being intentional is, I'm not even going to say sometimes, I'm probably going to say more times going to be lowering the volume of the chaos and the content and everything that is kind of coming at you. We have to make sure that we pace ourselves. We have to make sure that we know this is a long game, just like you guys are talking about. And I feel like we can be more intentional by slowing down and stretching out our days then we will be if we just like wake up and grind and go as hard as we can. You know, it is like I want to fight for policy. I want to fight for injustice, all these things, but I have to remember like I'm human. So like yesterday, people were DMing me yesterday because I had no stories on my thing. It just was like, you know, when someone you follow like suddenly has nothing, you're like, and everyone's like, are you okay? Is everything okay? like what happened? You know? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'm just not on here. You know, like I'm resting. I'm being intentional with all the other things. You know, for me, if you want to be so super intentional and change the world with whatever giftings you've got, but you're not being intentional and changing your world in your home. I mean, what in the world are you even attempting to try to do? Like if you can't handle the chaos in your own home, how are you going to handle the chaos, you know, around you? When I say handle the chaos, I'm not saying that your kids are supposed to be perfect. I'm just saying that you have to be intentional every single day with them. Start there. If my kids, and they'll tell me, if my kids start seeing that I am caring more for the world at large of society and culture than I am for them, now they're old enough to where I can see it, or they'll just flat out tell me, they're like, Dad, like, can you put your phone down? Oh, geez. To have your 15-year-old say that is just like, and so I have to make sure I am with my marriage and my kids, and even my friends. You know, I've got a few friends that aren't on social media, and there's this expectation that they should just know what's going on in my life, right? Like we'll go to coffee or something, and they're like, "So what's going on?" And I'm like, "Oh, you know, I mean, you saw that." And they're like, "No, I didn't see anything." And I'm like, "Wait, you're telling me I'm going to have to actually tell you everything that I've been doing? You know how exhausting this is? You know?" And so I've already told everybody. They're like, "Yeah, but you haven't told me."
You just start playing it. You're like, "Look,
yeah, I'm like, look, let me download Instagram." We actually have some friends that we went to the island in South Carolina or in Georgia with this weekend. And neither of them are on social media, like at all. They don't have Twitter. They don't have Instagram. They don't have Facebook. They're my age. They're me and my wife's age. And I mean, they're so busy changing the world that they actually don't have time to do any of that stuff. And so it was actually, you know, Heather and I were like, how amazing was that we just told them, we spent like the whole weekend telling them things that everybody else knows, but they were so, it was just, I miss that sort of intentionality about things. You know, I miss that. I think we need more of that. I don't know. I think I went off on a tangent. I may not have even answered your question, but.
No, that was perfection, dude. That's.
Okay.
Hey there, families. Let's talk for a quick minute about Kate Northrup's free financial healing workshop. Have you registered? If not, you can sign up at freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax. It's happening April 23rd through 25th. And in case you've missed it, I've been talking a lot lately around the impact that learning about nervous system healing and regulation and financial healing has really transformed my own life, especially when it comes to my bank account and my nervous system. And I'm excited for you guys to learn from Kate too. So I'd highly recommend you hop into her free workshop this week. It is not too late to sign up and get the replay, even if you can't make it live. And then afterwards, you're going to see that Kate is doing a very special invitation into her incredible program called Relaxed Money. That is the program that I started last October and just really has changed my life in so many beautiful ways. But she is inviting families in for a very limited time. And anybody who wants to join with you know, with our special offer here at Fresh Start Family, I want to give you a few things for free. Number one, I am gifting my foundations course for free. That's a $497 value. Plus, I'm giving away 2 months free of our Fresh Start Experience, which is our full support positive parenting program. So it's a pretty incredible offer if you want to invest in yourself and your family by healing your nervous system and really looking at more ways you can become abundant and attractive to money so you stop maybe a pattern of living month to month or feeling like there's never enough money, but actually getting into a rhythm of just having overflow in your life when it comes to money. It's a really good feeling now that I actually have that going on in both my business and my personal finance front. So if you want to join Kate's program called Relaxed Money, please just forward your receipt to me, Wendy at
freshstartfamilyonline.com once you sign up, and I will get you the Foundations course plus 2 months free of the Fresh Start experience again for free. That's a $615 bonus I am offering for our families who sign up for Kate's program and want to get access to all of our special bonuses that we're providing. So again, sign up at freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax, whether you are looking for the free workshop and or looking to learn more about Kate's Relaxed Money program. But I am just so excited for you to start learning with Kate and to get the benefit of getting our programming and support when it comes to powerful, positive parenting for free on top of your investment. That's just going to really change the game for you on the financial front. I just feel like it's such a beautiful win-win. Again, head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/relax for all the details. By the way, how is your family? Gosh, what a wild month. Like, how's your heart? How's Heather's hand?
Yeah.
How's everything? Is everything, you guys all right?
We're okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm eating a cookie right now because I'm trying to medicate.
Yes.
You know, the trauma. I mean, for, you know, those listening to this that have no idea, in a matter of 5 days, my daughter got in a car wreck. I had people don't even know that part yet. I had a exhausting conversation with a friend of mine for 30 years. That was the deciding point of whether or not we were going to stay friends. Like that kind of like 4 hour, like tears, and that happened. And then the next day our house floods. And then the next day, my dog gets sick. And the next day, the chicken dies. And the next day, my dog dies. And then the next day, my wife breaks her wrist. It was just one thing after another. And so we're good, but we are recognizing that trauma is still, your body is still keeping score of the trauma. And so we are trying to rest, trying to eat right, trying to exercise, triathlete Carlos, trying to do all the things to make sure that we're, you know, still taking care of ourselves. But I mean, we've been so loved by our community online. We've been so loved by our physical community, our church community here, that, you know, actually I did a podcast with my wife three weeks ago when this was all going down. And the whole point of the podcast was actually like how to build part of the podcast was how to build a community that will rally around you when times are tough. And you don't need to have 170,000 Instagram followers. You can have 7 friends who, if you do it right, they will rally around you. They will lift you up, you know, when you need it. And so we felt loved. We felt, I mean, you see over my shoulder, there's like a painting that somebody made of Pope.
Yes.
She did that with oil, like stain, like wood stain.
Oh, that's
amazing.
It
was amazing. Look at this. I haven't showed this yet. Somebody makes, you know, these little like peg. Someone made this of me, but then look what they did.
Oh my gosh.
The detail on how they carved out all the hair.
And so these are these little like wooden, like peg people. And they made one of Carlos and the dog. Yeah.
And my dog. And it's so perfect.
Oh man.
God, it's
and
perfect.
So I literally have it with me all the time. I'm just carrying me and Pope around with me, but we're loved, you know, and we're blessed to have this kind of community around us.
But you've been tested, man.
Ooh,
and
it
keeps coming.
Yeah.
It keeps coming. I was listening to your latest podcast this morning, and I loved your prompt just to, you know, to reach out to your Black friends and say, how are you?
Yeah.
And I did that. So it's what you're doing is so important, and I know you're being tested. And I think that's, you know, part of our subject matter here today is like, you know, you're going to choose to be in uncomfortable situations. And then some other times you don't choose it at all. It just
Absolutely.
Shows right. It just shows right up either through the news or on your front door or in your house.
Yep.
But how you respond to it is a whole different thing.
Absolutely. So you know, and the response is like the humanity in us. You need to feel it. You need to feel the pain. You need to cry. You need to be in sorrow. But you have an opportunity to make a decision to rise, to make a decision to get up. And that's just what we kept doing. People were like, I don't even know how you're doing it. And I'm like, you know how we're doing it? I'm opening my eyes in the morning and putting my feet on the floor. Like, that's it. that's all I got, man. I don't have like a, you know, a marvelous speech to get you inspired. I don't have, no, just put your feet on the floor. Open your eyes, put your feet on the floor and put one foot in front of the other. And sometimes that's all you got. And sometimes, you know, that's all you can do.
Yeah. And listeners, it's like, if you want to learn more about this week, because there's so many details to this week and like God's hand in scooping you up and caring for your family amidst this tragedy of a week, like Carlos has it highlighted as worst week in his Instagram. And it's, you got to go watch. It ends. It's just wild. It's like, there needs to be a movie made.
Yeah. No, there's no movie producer that would believe it. And even take the script, because it's so unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you are going to have a movie about your life one day. I see it. I swear. I've been.
All right, I'll receive that.
All right. Beautiful. Okay. So don't give up just because it might not happen today. Tell us any thoughts you got on that, as far as, I mean, you've touched so much on it, but you know, obviously raising kids, like, it's such a long-term game, but that idea of not giving up, I think, is just part of like your DNA that just permeates out from you. Like, you have so much courage to keep going, to keep being brave. And like, how do you keep going, man? How do you just, yeah, those days? Yeah.
But, well, because we're, you know, at the end of the day, I may not have, you know, everybody that follows me may not be faith of my same faith, but that doesn't mean that my faith isn't the thing that keeps me going. You know, like, I mean, it is the thing. Like, I am promised in John 10:10 that I will have life to the full. And so if I'm living and I see that I'm at life to the half, guess what? I'm promised that there's going to be more. And so like, and Jesus isn't a liar, and these are the words straight out of his mouth. So if you're living life to 30%, life to 40%, life to 99.99%, guess what? There is more. There's more to, there's more healing to come. There's more joy to be had. And, you know, I often remind people that peace in the Bible isn't described as a puddle. I think so many people want their peace to look like a puddle, but it says peace is like a river, right? And so everyone's looking for their peace to look like, you walk out and you see a puddle, then the water's not moving. That's not what peace is. That's not what peace has. Yes. Rapids. Peace is moving. And so your peace is you're going to lose your stomach sometimes with your peace. Like, you're going to be like, you know, your heartbeat's going to beat faster. And just so people know that there's just so much more. There's so much more. We've only caught a glimpse of the beauty and the promise that Jesus has for us. Man, that keeps me going every single day. That makes me not want to give up, because there is so much more. So if you're in search of healing in your marriage, healing with your kids, healing of your body, healing in your finances, healing in your job, like, all of that stuff is promised, like all of it. And so like, you've got something else to live for. You've got something else to put another foot in front of the other for. And so I just say, you know, go for it. That's what keeps me going.
This is like, not me. I know. I feel like, why am I like, want to sob when I'm in the presence of like,
oh, that hit me right there, brother.
Let's go.
Yes.
Dude, that is dope. Okay. So guys, and I know you go deeper into all of this in this book, Enter Wild. I don't know if you do in the others, but I mean, you know, families, you got to get your hands on all of Carlos's books, yeah. But I know you specifically talk about that in Enter Wild, that idea of all of that. So, oh my gosh, yeah. Beautiful. All right, cool. Terry, take us to point number four.
So being full of care and be willing to be measured, but just speak and show up no matter what.
Yeah.
You spoke to this other day, Carlos, you know, gosh, I forget which day it was. But it was actually the day the woman in the car looked at you like you're crazy. Yeah. And you were like, and you said something that is just so representative of your character and the way God built you. But you said, you know, I'm always willing to be measured.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show up like it.
Yeah.
It's been my, you know, that day you're like, it's my fourth or fifth take of this video, but you know, this is it. I'm doing it. I'm filming it. But like, you're showing up and you're being willing to be measured.
Yeah.
And like, and you're going, so it's like, of course, it just speaks to like humility, the importance of humility and being vulnerable and being, you know, having that empathy listening to others, all that stuff. But it's it's just the idea of being full of care and showing up.
Well, and again, measured as far as, you know, there's everybody can be unmeasured. Anybody can blow their lid and yell at the world online. Like, I mean, that doesn't take anything. Like, everybody has that capacity. Where the capacity is lacking is our measured, grace-filled, slow to speak, quick to listen responses. And so it's funny. One of my friends texted me after he watched my video. He's like, "You, that's unmeasured, Carlos. That's like, you know, I mean, let me show you a picture of what that really looks like." Because for me, I'm constantly just thinking like, who's going to watch this? How can I get people that don't think like me to just see me? That's it. That's the goal. And so that's the goal of why you want to be measured in your reactions is if the goal of the conversation is actually to move somebody even one degree a certain direction, which again, remember, like just one degree. If you got a boat going this way and that boat 40 days ago just moves one degree, guess what? In 40 days, it's going to be super far apart. And so like if the goal is to move people, I feel like for so many people, we think that the goal is the 40 days later. The goal is to have boats, you know, to have the people like at the landing point, which is miles apart. No, the goal isn't that. The goal is every day, just a measurement, just one degree. You move in one degree slowly over 40 days, guess what's going to happen? What's going to happen is what I see in my DMs. What's going to happen is, Carlos, I had a Blue Lives Matter shirt on and I realized that, yes, I can love and support my police department, but by wearing that shirt, that means that I'm basically looking at everyone that ever said Black Lives Matter. And I'm saying, you know what? Screw you. And I've realized, but guess what? If I would have said that, if I would have looked at them and said, hey, guess what? You wear a Blue Lives Matter shirt. The blue people can take their blue off every night when they can unzip it. Black people can't unzip their skin. If I would have just been like, rah, 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 there would be no one degree. There would be no movement. The goal is to move people one degree. That's done by measurement. And then it takes patience, which was what we talked about 2 points ago. After you move them one degree, now you're patient. You just continue to walk with them. And then you're going to start seeing people go, like the text message we talked about at the beginning of this episode. I see it now. I see it now. Yes. That's the goal. That is the boats on 40 miles apart that never would have happened had I not let it happen at the beginning.
Oh,
my God. Don't make me start preaching.
I'm like sobbing again. Like, oh my gosh. And that perfectly like sums up everything that we're talking about today, that long-term influence. That's what we're going for by harnessing hope through our faith, the long-term influence. And to be able to do that exactly like you laid out, what a gift. What a gift, Carlos. I mean.
Yeah, remember families too. I mean, the thing to take away here is like, you know, it's like everybody wants this overnight change and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with wanting that. But the reality is showing up and aiming for that one degree of change, whether it be in your parenting walk, your faith walk, you know, how you can come alongside, you know, your friends or to make a change in this world for the better, you know, just aim for that one degree. Like you said,
that's right.
Beautiful visual. I mean, I'm such a visual person that like, if you're to reframe things in that scenario each day, as part of the intention.
Yeah. Because guess what? In 10 days, it's still not going to look any different, but in 100, you're going to see it, you know?
Yeah. Yes. And you're going to look to your left and look to your right and you're going to have some solid people alongside you that are all nodding their head saying, hell yeah, we're in.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
And that is what you do, Carlos. And that's why people are so drawn to you is you unify people in their, just the wisdom that we can do that. We can do that. And like it, and we can just hang with, we can just have patience with each other And it's just such a light that you represent that is so clearly from Jesus. And oh. What an honor. Thank you, Carlos, for spending.
You guys are awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And we want to, you know, we mentioned your books. There's three books that you've written.
Yep. Yep.
Most recent one, Enter Wild.
Right.
We've got right here. And you've got Moment Maker and Kill the Spider.
Yep.
Your Los Wit on Instagram.
Yep.
But I know you have all kinds of other things you do. You've got courses, you've got all kinds of other things. Is there anything else you want to plug or let listeners know about?
Man, I mean, I don't know. Like I'm horrible when it comes to thinking about, because I'm doing 1,000 things. I'm like, what am I doing right now that would be like pluggable? I think right now, you know, I would just I'm probably pouring the most amount of energy into my podcast, Human Hope.
Yes.
And I'm pouring the most amount of just kind of thought. And it's, you know, I agreed to be to do this podcast on a network, and little did I know that it would become like my full-time freaking job you know, when it comes to these things. And you guys know, I mean, you're doing it. And so, I would say that I'm most excited about it. People can, you know, I think that if they'd enjoyed this conversation, they'll probably enjoy all the conversations I'm having over there. So you can find that at Human Hope, you know, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dude, are you freaking out about the debut of number 2?
Yeah.
Weren't you number 2?
Yeah, yeah. Like in all society and culture, and then number 7 on the planet on all, you know, all platforms.
Yes.
That was crazy. That was crazy. So, you know, whatever. It's fun. You know, I'm enjoying it. And
it's really well done and thought provoking. I mean, it is what I would, you know, just knowing you through Instagram, it is what I was hoping for and what I was expecting. When I listened, I was like, yes, I was challenged. I was entertained. You've got, you know, you bring the fun, but you know, in the end, you know, I feel like I left a better person.
Yeah. Awesome.
You know?
Yeah.
So awesome. I think, and that, you know, and that's what we're trying to do. We're all trying to rub off on one another here. And what an honor it was just to share some space with you.
Thank you guys so much. I'm blown away that you know, give me the privilege of your time. So thanks.
Thank you, Carlos. Go have a great day with your family.
I will.
We are thankful. We love you. Thank you for all the work you do in the world. And
you're welcome.
We'll see you soon on the phone.
All right. See you guys on the phone.
For links and more info about everything we talked about in today's episode, head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/90.
For more information, go to freshstartfamilyonline.com. Thanks for listening, families. Have a great day.
All right, listeners, that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed recording it for you. As we wrap up here, don't forget to DM me the word shift or head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to grab your free Discipline Quick Start Learning Bundle. You'll get immediate access to download our extensive learning guide, where I'll share 5 ways you can ditch the old school hand-me-down punishment mindset beliefs and thoughts that are causing you to react like a volcano instead of respond like the firm, kind, respectful teacher you are at your core. And then you'll also get immediate access to my on-demand workshop, where I'll teach you our 3 core Fresh Start Family strategies that make up a strong, compassionate discipline toolkit, as well as my favorite logical consequences that not only work with kids of all ages, but do wonders to unite you with your child and strengthen your relationship, even in your kids' worst moments. So pop on over to Instagram right now and just shoot me a DM with the word shift, and I'll send you a personal link to download that bundle right away. Or you can head to freshstartfamilyonline.com/discipline to get access immediately. All right. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you inside that free bundle and also inside the next episode.